We're on the K&M Podcast's Game Time feature. Michael here, Ken Brown, as we talk about the upcoming game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Detroit Lions at Ford Field Sunday, 1 p.m. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ken Brown.
All right. Disappointing loss last Thanksgiving, but the Lions stand at 4-7. Still in the mix, but time is getting late, so they need to start this winning streak if they're going to start it, and it needs to start Sunday.
Well, they're running out of games is what it is. They've got six games left, and where they stand at, you know, 4-7, there are a bunch of teams that are a bunch together. When you start losing, you start losing chances. So really for the Detroit Lions, if you want to make a run, you got to start making your run again on Sunday.
And as usual, the Lions, and this seems to be the case the last few years, they always catch a team at the wrong time. I'm not saying they can't beat Jacksonville, but Jacksonville's probably playing the best they played all year right now. So this will be a task. Trevor Lawrence has played one of his best games last week. So this will be a test of the Lions' metal.
I wouldn't just say it was one of their best games of this year. I'd say it's probably their best game of this decade because they haven't had much to talk about, and I'm serious about that. But one thing on the Lions, behalf here, they're getting healthier. They're getting some of their players, key players who were starters who didn't play last week and before that are now going to be ready to play on Sunday. Let me just give you the list real quickly. Defensive lineman Josh Pashel, the rookie who looked so good, a little bit of playing time he's had. Jeff Okuda, the Lions' best cornerback, he'll be back. Josh Reynolds, wide receiver, you know, one of those tall guys who gives him a deep threat down the field. He'll be back. Jonah Jackson, starting left guard, Pro Bowl left guard. He'll be back. And not sure about this one, Kenny, but all signs are pointing to, and maybe they're pointing to it because all of us want to see it happen, but pointing to Jameis Williams coming and making his pro debut. Jameson Williams, I'm sorry. Let me say that.
Just say J-Mo. That's what the cool people call him. Just J-Mo.
The cool people call him?
Yeah. J-Mo.
Okay, Jameson Williams.
I tell you what, a lot of people since his press conference today, Coach Campbell was saying that because he ran scout team and just ran a few routes that he probably won't play this week. But I'm under the impression and I'm under the feeling that why not activate him? You know, I'm not asking you to play him 70 plays, but put him out there for a few plays and see what he's got. I mean, just to see, let him run around a little and get his feet wet. You're not depending the game, you know, on him, but just get him out there. And you always have that last receiver spot available. That person doesn't play that much. I think it was Kennedy last time or this other guy who I forgot his name, Van Something, who gets on the roster every now and then. They're not crucial in the game plan, but just get his feet wet.
Well, there are a couple of things here, Kenny. I don't see what he's got. They know what they've got. It's a question when he's healthy enough to use it, but they know what he's got. One of the issues, I would think, for any player who hasn't played in his first game, you can make a mistake and it can lead to a turnover. There's another thing, though, and I keep people saying, well, he doesn't know the offense. The Jacksonville Jaguars don't know what he knows or what he doesn't know. When he lines up in the slot, he lines up split, you know, wide left or wide right. They can't say, oh, he doesn't know this play. We're not going to cover him. He's a threat just because he has speed.
Right. And
because he's a good athlete too.
Right.
So he can help them.
And I think wide receiver is one of the positions that really you can't fumble it to the point of, you know, like you said, you could turn the ball over if you catch it and drop it, but that could be any week. But also you know, you're pretty much at the far ends of the field and you see the ball hiked and you run. I mean, that's basically what you do. You know, the world goes on without you. They don't necessarily throw it to you. It's minimal that he could mess up that way, you know, a play or mess up a drive or something. And like I said, even if you just have him on the sideline in uniform and you get him a few plays in, it's just good for the fans to see him out there. It's good for him to be out there, and it gets the jitters out right away. And I see no harm in it, but, you know, that's up to the Lions. You know, they do backwards stuff all the time, so no telling with them.
Well, I don't see what's backwards about this. I mean, play him when they can.
That's what I'm saying. If he's deemed healthy, get him out there. It's just like playing the first exhibition game. You get 13 days when you come into camp before the first exhibition game. Okay, he's been back for 2 weeks now. That's 14 days. So it's basically the same amount of time that he would if camp was starting that he'd play in an exhibition game for a few snaps. So that's just what it is.
Well, it's a little less than 14 days because he came in after the Thanksgiving game. But anyway, just one other thing.
Well, no, Mike, he was activated that Monday. I'm just saying 14 days being, you know, in the thing. It's 14 days Sunday. So
there's a little P.T. Barnum in this for me. I would announce, like, today at 4 o'clock that he's going to play or something like that. Give the fans a little bit of a sizzle there.
Yeah, they don't want to sell tickets. They act like this is not a business. Like I said, I'll be selling tickets. I have J-Mo shirts and everything out there. But let's get back to the game because we can talk about Jamison Williams all day. I want to get to this game because, to me, this is a telling game. The Lions, even though they lost, they have been playing well the last month and a half. They've been playing well. They've won 3 out of 4. This is a game at home. Fan base should be rowdy against a team that is in the same boat or lesser than them. So I expect to see a good performance. Also, there's another subplot, the Trayvon Walker, Adian Hutchinson battle, number one and two picks last year. Who was the right player that should have been taken? That's going to be a nice little battle. Right now, Hutchinson has the edge to me. I think he's been the better player. But we can see for ourselves when I'm on the same field.
Well, he's got 5.5 sacks. Trayvon Walker's got 2.5. Now, didn't he already dust off one of the candidates?
Yeah, he dusted off Thibodeau a couple weeks ago. This is like the Aiden Hutchinson rookie tour because he's going to play against Sauce Gardner in a few weeks. He's going to go through all these top rookies and Sauce Gardner and the wide receiver from Ohio State Wilson in the next couple of weeks. So it's going to be the Aiden Hutchinson revenge tour part two, like the one he had at Michigan. So we'll see.
The one thing that I'm a little bit surprised by this, I went through some of the stuff like on ESPN, and they've got these, you know, these groups or whatever you call them, who pick all 32, get all 16 games, and they've picked both of them have picked the Jacksonville Jaguars by a healthy margin. I mean, it's really not close.
No,
now, what does that mean? I don't know.
Nothing. Exactly.
It's hard
nothing
to argue with a computer. It really
right
is.
Exactly. I mean, nothing. It's like they Buffalo was supposed to came in Thursday and blew. Yeah. Thursday was supposed to came in and beat the Lions by 30, and it didn't happen, so it means nothing. There's a couple of homecomings. Marvin Jones Jr. and Jamal Agnew will be back in the house, ex-Lions that have done well in their new situation, so it'd be good to see those guys back at Ford Field.
Yeah, you know, and Marvin had caught it wasn't the game-winning touchdown, but on that last drive, they had 75 yards and 10 plays, caught at a 10-yard pit. It was just a tremendous catch. We've seen it here in Detroit from Marvin when he was here for 5 years, and then the two-point conversion followed that, and that's how they won last week. And really a good win for them over the Baltimore Ravens. But, yeah, Marvin's been a good player for them. I'll tell you one thing. He once caught 4 touchdown passes here at Ford Field, so he knows the route to the end zone.
Okay, so then he's had his fill of 4. We don't need to see it again. He's already done it, so let's let that hope that won't be Sunday's occurrence. But Marvin Jones is always a good dude.
A hard guy to root against.
Always a good dude. All right, Mike, give me the prediction. Who do you got Sunday? I guess the Lions are 1-point favorite as the time of this recording.
Not sure. I've seen it go back and forth, 1.5 on both sides. I'm gonna break the tie here, and I'm going to make it 2 points. The Detroit Lions, 26. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 24.
I'm going to go Detroit, 31. Jaguars, 17. And you'll be done by 4 o'clock. I think it's going to be a quick game this week. I don't think it's going to be one of those long, long 4-hour games. It's going to be a quick 3-hour game. Lions come out in victory. They'll be at 5-7 and looking for better things in the month of December. All right, Michael here. Any last words?
That's it for me.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Check us out Monday on our weekly podcast on the K&M Podcast. And that is it for Ken Brown and Michael here.